email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
21-year-old Sarah Casey has built a thriving business selling sweet treats from her bun truck at farmers markets, festivals and parties. Sarah has Down syndrome and she, along with her parents, Tommy and Annette, want to show other young people with conditions that it doesn't need to hold them back. Sarah, Tommy and Annette, I am delighted to have you in studio, particularly you, Sarah. I'm very excited to chat with you.
Thank you, Anna.
How are you all doing today?
We're good, thank you.
Good,
we
good.
Indeed.
Annette, I'll start with you. We'll always start with Mammy.
All right.
Tell me a little bit about Sarah's business.
Okay. Sarah is 21. She arrived on the 17th of May, 2003. And our life has been a whirlwind basically since. She's a wonderful young girl, full of ability, loves fun, and she's a real hard worker and she's a great taskmaster. She has an older brother, David, who's 24, and David and herself are the best of friends.
Are you the best of friends, Sarah?
Yeah.
Sometimes. Yeah, that's okay.
Sarah's
okay. I understand that. Now, Sarah, you have a brilliant business. It's called Sarah's Delicious Imperfections with a Z, and you can find that as well on Instagram. I have to tell everybody out there now. There's some brilliant pictures. Tommy, tell us a little bit about the business and the inspiration even behind the name.
Yeah, so I suppose about 2 years before Sarah finished her secondary education, we started thinking about what parents like us kind of regard as kind of a cliff edge. Mm-hmm. Once they finish formal education, what do they do next? So we started looking at what she liked doing, what she had a passion for, and we started thinking, well, how can we give her some autonomy and some kind of sense of significance and contribution herself? And so we when she finished school, just before she finished school, she went to Catherine McCauley Special School in Limerick. We got in a professional confectioner in to teach her baking properly, even though she liked baking, to do Louise, didn't we? We got Louise in. Yeah. And so she started then. We had a chance to get a little van for her. So we set up in the local farmer's market in Castletroy, just doing muffins and scones. And Tom James, who runs the market, he had an uncle with Downs. So he gave her a start there. And then she got the opportunity at a Christmas function in King John's Castle to do candy floss and popcorn. That opened up a whole new world of events. Mm-hmm. And then she started making her homemade ice cream. And we tested that out at the Ploughing Championships last year.
Oh, brilliant.
And different festivals. And it's gone down really well. So now we're looking at getting it out into some outlets. Kilmeedy Social Farm in Limerick are taking it. They have a beautiful setup out there. They're taking it. She's getting orders at home for her ice cream. And we have to get branded pots and stuff like that up. So she's...
Sarah, I want to bring you in because you're the main woman in all this. They're your helpers.
Yep.
Yeah, you're the main woman behind it all. Rumour has it that you might have brought some ice cream in. Am I right? Did you bring some ice cream in?
Yeah.
Oh, my, amazing. Now, do you have a favourite flavour?
Forever have mint.
Mint. Oh, that's one of mine as well. I'm amazing.
I have fella.
Vanilla.
Raspberry Swample.
Raspberry Ripple.
Raspberry Ripple. Now, to be honest, there's very few ice cream flavours that I wouldn't eat and I'm grateful for all of them. But I'm delighted to hear that you and I share the favourite flavour of mint. And I was talking to Sarah beforehand about how we both love to put a bit of chocolate sauce as well on top of the mint ice cream. So, yeah, I think we have great taste, Sarah. I think we have great taste. Let's talk a little bit of, like, Annette, you mentioned, like, Sarah's personality. And I'm, like, even sitting across the way, Sarah, you're smiling. You've got a huge smile. In terms of anybody, of any age, running a business, it's tough. And, you know, you learn a lot. But even, you know, for Sarah, in terms of the skill set that it has, is generated, tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, I suppose firstly her ability to get involved and have the interest in doing things. Mm-hmm. You know, she always loved baking. Down through the years, we would always bake on a Sunday some treats and the like. And when we proposed that we would get somebody in to help her along, to teach her how to bake. And even in her time in Catherine Macaulay School, she was always so proud bringing home whatever she would bake on a Thursday, I think, Sarah, wasn't that the treat day? It went from baked goods to dinners and stuff, mm-hmm. you know, stuff that she would be able to have in her life skills as well. And then when Louise came along and she did her muffins and scones, like her attention to detail was just immense. Her ability to clean up afterwards, her mm-hmm. ability to stay to task, no matter how long it would take. You know, when her dad and herself are making ice cream, if it takes 3-4 hours, she will stick with it. Me. You know, I have to admire her ability to stick with the task.
I think a lot of us could learn a thing or two from Sarah about that, be the discipline and, you know, the perseverance it takes to keep going.
Absolutely. Yeah. But she's a great girl and she's a real role model for all of us, I suppose, in working hard and mm-hmm. sticking with tasks.
And the social aspects as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, Sarah had kind of an issue with smaller children since she was, you know, small, I suppose, staring at her. Mm-hmm. They noticed something a little mm-hmm. different about her. So small kids were kind of a no-go area. But now small kids are now what, Sarah? They're your?
Your customers.
Yeah.
They absolutely are, because they love their popcorn and their ice cream and their yeah. muffins and this yeah. goes now. As do adults.
So it has been yeah. a great age that way, you know, yeah, to getting Sarah out there and communicating. Because mm-hmm. she can be shy at times, but it yeah. has certainly been wonderful. Yeah. And we've met some fabulous people, and the support and enthusiasm from the general public yeah. as well when we're out and about.
One of the things I thought was really interesting and important when you decided even on the name of the business was that you didn't want Sarah to be the product. It was about her produce yes. and it was about, yeah. you know, what she could do and, you know, the delicious creations that she made. Mm-hmm. And that's wonderful because it is about, you know, it's about your customers then and making sure they're yes. coming back because of the delicious treats that you sell. But also, I believe now that the imperfections, they're not necessarily imperfections anymore, because am I right, Sarah? You're very pernickety. That's the word that your parents use. You've very high standards for your baking.
Yeah,
you do. You have to have it all perfectly right. So the customers are getting a brilliant experience.
Well, I do for selling for the people or kids for the birthday parties.
Yeah, it's very important. The birthday parties. We all love sweet treats, the birthday well. Parties and your shows and the festivals.
Yes.
And farmers markets.
Yes.
And people can book you for private events. I mean, you are a very, very busy lady. Tommy, you know, you mentioned as well, Annette said that, you know, Sarah can be shy sometimes, even though I'm telling you, I'm looking at her and she's brilliant eye contact and a great smile. You're a great communicator. They say communication isn't it like it's only like it's mostly nonverbal. And definitely her body language is top class. But how has running the business helped with Sarah's confidence?
It's been a gradual improvement all the time, mm-hmm. all the time. From, you know, when she first started out, she'd kind of whisper to customers about what she does. Now she projects her mm-hmm. voice, you know, especially when children come back and say, thank you, Sarah. You know, she swells up, you know, with pride mm-hmm. and she last year Network Limerick, they shortlisted her for Emerging Businesswoman of the Year.
Congratulations.
So she had a red carpet event and so Sarah, what do you see yourself as? A business what? You're a businesswoman.
Yes, you are. And you're a top class businesswoman, I tell you, considering you're being booked out for all these different events. You're busier than most, I think, on a day to day basis. Can I ask both of you, because there is some people right now, you know, perhaps have become new parents mm-hmm. and, you know, they are adjusting to life and perhaps adjusting to a life in a different way they had imagined. You know, going back to that day, you mentioned Sarah is 21 and I believe she had a surprise birthday party recently as well, which we'll get to in a moment. But I would love to ask, you know, how did you process the diagnosis and how, you know, what did those months look like for both of you?
In the earlier days for me, well, for both of us, it was such a shock. Mm-hmm. The unknown, not knowing, you know, what health difficulties which come with the condition for many young babies mm-hmm. that are born. But we've been so fortunate because Sarah has been such a healthy young girl. But it does take time. And I suppose the value of Down Syndrome Association, and particularly our own local association, Down Syndrome Limerick, coupled also with the parents, parents of kids who are a little further along the way, I have always found them extremely helpful and motivating, particularly when it came to toilet training, walking issues, whatever, learning abilities and the like. And there's always a fix out there. But it's that community of people have been so wonderful to all of us. And we then would like to support going forward to younger families as well. And it's all about the ability of these fabulous young people. You know, what they can do, it just might take a little bit longer and effort and commitment, but the rewards are immense when they do come in.
And I think that's, isn't that really, I suppose, the same for any new parent that's out there?
Absolutely.
You know, you are finding your way, and it's leaning into the supports, maybe parents in similar situations to you, you know, and understanding we all need that little bit of help.
We do. Yeah. And it's daunting. There's no doubt about it. In the earlier days, it's daunting because firstly, the health of the baby is so important. And then just all the little difficulties to reach milestones. But when they are reached, you know, we all take for granted things come so naturally in life. And when they do happen for our young people, it's just so much more rewarding, you know. And Sarah has been a great inspiration to all of us. And I think for me, it has certainly taught me a lot of patience. Yeah. And the most important thing, what really matters in life.
Yeah.
Just to help people along the way. I think it's so important.
And for new parents, I think for the shock, because we had no prior diagnosis. We had no markers. Sarah, all her markers were normal. So it was a real surprise. We just decided on a very simple philosophy while she was still in hospital that she'd set her own limits. We wouldn't set any.
And that you would be a launch pad to help her on her way, which you have been. I believe she said one day that she wanted to surf. And you went.
She watched Teen Beach Movie one Saturday morning, and that following day we were in Lahinch. All of us were in surf instructors surfing.
Yeah, well, so, I think with the Olympics, we're all talking about getting more active and getting out there. Yeah. So, Sarah, you're already leading the way as well, and that encouraging people just to try new things and to give things
try.
A go.
Yes, and one day at a time, and set no limits. You know, just a helping hand along the way.
Just to break, like, you know. Break the stereotypes, and you know, for new parents, there's a whole new world out there for people like Sarah.
Yes.
You know?
And Sarah, did you enjoy your surprise 21st birthday party?
Yeah.
You did. Well, I'm sure you looked absolutely gorgeous, and the very best of luck with Sarah's delicious imperfections. I've absolutely no doubt that it will go from strength to strength. Annette, Tommy and the wonderful Sarah, thank you so much for coming in. Thank you for talking about your business. Thank you for being so open as well.
Not
back after
all.
These.
Thank you.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.